This is a podcast from Patriots.com. For information on this or any other Patriots podcast, visit Patriots.com. Now, Cheerleader Chit Chat with Lori Baranski.
Hi, I'm Lori Baranski, and welcome to another Patriots Cheerleader Chit Chat podcast, an official podcast of the New England Patriots. Today, we have the lovely presence of Quinn Kingston / Spencer. What is it?
I'm going with Kingston as my performer name.
That's
my official performer name.
We'll leave that alone. Yeah. But what happened to Spencer, your married name?
Well, it's my official. I mean, my credit card is my license.
Is everything Spencer?
Spencer, yes.
I have to say, Quinn pretty much goes with both.
Yeah.
Kingston or Spencer.
He's both.
But obviously, Kingston's a little more flashy.
It's flashy, and, you know, I had it my whole life, so
You enjoy it.
I definitely like it. I don't want to really let go of that yet, so.
It's been a while since you've been here.
Yeah, it has.
We've missed you.
Good to
Anything
see you.
Anything good happening?
Yeah, we've been busy. This season is incredible. You know, we're 13-0, so everything is just absolutely amazing. We're having a blast and practicing hard and appearing all over New England and actually all over the country at
Right, you just came
events.
Back. Where'd you come from?
I just was in Las Vegas.
So jealous of that. Did you have a blast?
I did have a blast. It was a very quick trip. I don't think they wanted to leave me there alone for too long. So it was just one night, and we actually did end up getting stuck for that one night in Phoenix in the airport. So we didn't even spend a night in Vegas, but we were in you know, the city where the Super Bowl is going to be. So it was kind of just, it was a little bit of a crazy feeling to be there and see all the Super Bowl advertisements and, you know, just hope that maybe in a few months we might
Hopefully,
be back.
Yeah. We don't want to jinx anything.
Don't want to jinx it. Don't want to talk about it. We'll leave it at that.
So we'll leave it at that. But you had a good time. Did you get to gamble at all?
No, no gambling. I mean, we were right in and out. We had a long event that one day and, you know, we walked by the slot machines in the airport and everything, but we were more intrigued with, like, the candy shops and the little, you know, shopping boutiques and stuff like that instead of wasting the money on the slot machines.
Smart ladies. Who went with you?
Sandra.
Sandra Smiley?
Sandra Smiley.
Love that girl.
Yeah, she's great.
Good times. Today, this week actually was the end of Hanukkah.
Mm-hmm.
Lots going on with the holidays and everything.
Yeah, crazy season. Everyone's out, hustle, bustle, shopping,
I love
baking.
That.
I love it too. It's
I
so much fun.
Everything.
The snow. We've had some snow this winter already, so that's good. Maybe
we're
we'll
getting
have
some ice.
Christmas. Yeah, that's, you know, that's unfortunate, but you can't have one without the other, I guess.
I know. 12 days until Christmas. Mm-hmm. What do you have left to do?
Everything. the only thing I can say I've prepared for is tonight at practice we have our holiday party. So I did do a little
fun.
Shopping for that. We have a
What's the theme we're going with? Doing Yankee Swap.
We're doing a Yankee Swap.
So everybody leaves with a gift. Everybody mm-hmm. brings one and leaves with one.
Exactly. So everyone's, you know, happy. I think we all have great taste. So no matter what, all the girls will be happy with what they get. But our theme is sugar and spice and everything nice.
Yeah. I love it.
It could be many, many different things. So.
And what are you bringing?
I actually bought a really cute little baby tee. It has, you know, I'm a musician, so it has a really cool electric guitar graphic on there. And then I have some, you know, little lip gloss and all those little girly things that everybody likes. So, you know, hopefully it'll be the perfect match for somebody on the team.
I know it will be. There'll be tons of things like that floating around.
Yeah, everybody has, you know, we'll go out and get something different. So I'm really excited to see, not even just to see what I get, but what everybody opens up. You know, it's always fun when you have 24 girls that love to shop.
Oh yeah. It's a blast. And are you guys going to make cookies? What are you going to do?
Well, we'll be decorating. You know, we're going to start by, we have our menorah up already.
Right.
Because Hanukkah did just end.
Yeah.
So we'll have all the candles lit tonight since we weren't, you know, at the stadium every day during Hanukkah. But we'll be decorating our tree and putting up some lights. You know, we'll all be wearing, I think, Santa hats and just everybody's bringing treats and, you know, just
are you
going to
take your
things.
Santa picture?
I'm not sure. We actually may wait because there's a rumor that we will be wearing little Santa dresses on the game on the 23rd. So
that'll be fun.
We might wait until we have those uniforms. Yeah,
that's adorable. I'm so jealous.
Yeah, but there'll be lots of picture taking, you know, just among the girls tonight and lots of fun. You know, it's just a nice, relaxing party environment for us tonight
right.
in the midst of a lot of heavy practicing. So
right.
Nice
the Pats
break.
Are doing very well, and you guys are right there with them at every game. Obviously,
it's incredible.
Freezing a little toes off.
Oh yeah, but it's worth every second of it. You know, it's nerve wracking. The anxiety is up there. Away games are tough to watch. You know, you feel like you're not there with your team, really being able to do what it is that we do that we think helps them win.
Yeah. It does.
Yeah,
it
absolutely.
Does.
So it's just been a blast. We're very fortunate.
Yeah, so you got a game this week, right? And the whole hustle and bustle of the season, like we're talking about, and hopefully it's going to snow.
I know. I actually heard. I think it is going to snow.
Can you believe
Sunday.
It? Are you prepared for snow? Do you have all the warmers in the world?
I did. I did buy a big, bulk package. I think at Sports Authority or something. Of just like, because you know everybody needs. You need more than just two for your feet and two for your hands.
You have them
all over the place. Yeah, it's just got to stay warm out there. It's kind of crazy, but we'll be dancing extra hard and getting that hot chocolate in the locker room at halftime.
Oh, isn't that the best?
Oh, it's amazing.
It's the best.
The hot chocolate here is great.
Oh, it is. Delish. Delish, as some would say. I hate that. But anyway, it's delicious. So tell me what your best Christmas gift you ever gave or received, whichever you prefer, to kind of stay with the holiday spirit.
Yeah, absolutely. I have to say this was last year. Last Christmas, my husband and I, we've now been married about a year. He's big into the holidays, and his family always has been.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. Mm. Thank you. They always really try and outdo each other with one big gift. And last year, we certainly won that. And, after we had done all the gift unwrapping around the tree and this and that, he's like, oh, but wait, I have one more thing. So this was a gift he was giving his parents, my in-laws. So he went out to the car, out to our house down the street, and came back. His parents were being funny. They're like, oh yeah, we'll take one more gift as long as it's not an animal. No animals. We don't need anything extra in this house running around. We got enough people, enough animals already. So he's like, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Goes down the street, comes back with a little bundle of joy. The cutest little puppy you've ever seen in your life. An English bulldog.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. All white. A little girl all white with some tan.
That's sound like that. No, she does not sound like that, Gary.
Yeah, it was just amazing. As soon as they had said no animals, no nothing that's alive, they saw her little face and were like, oh my God,
I love English bulldogs are very alive. They snore, they breathe heavy.
They're lazy. They don't want to do anything. They just eat and drool all day, but they're your best friend.
That's awesome.
So it was a blast. It was really great to give a gift that, now we're coming up on the 1 year anniversary of them having the dog. So,
oh, and they love, birthday.
Yeah, they love her more than, they love their own children. So it's
so awesome.
She's been a great addition to the family.
Good. Well, I hope your Christmas goes well again this
Thank
year.
Thank you. And yours as well. Enjoy the craziness.
Oh yeah. Love it. Love the traffic around here lately.
Of course I know.
Well, before we go, we're just going to wrap it up with a quote. We've been doing these cheerleading quotes that are from around the world. Whoever submits them, we'll just read them on the air, kind of wrap it up. Mm-hmm. And this week's quote is, it's not a question of winning, it's how you cheer the game. And that's from Elizabeth in Georgia. So thank you very much, Quinn, for joining us today. Hopefully you'll come back soon.
Yes, I'd love to. Thanks for having me.
Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah.
Well. Happy holidays.
Until next time, we'll see you on the sidelines.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.